We get to finish this hour of the exchange with some music. Tomorrow is First Friday, the day of our First Friday Art segment, and we mark the occasion with what we like to think of as something like First Friday Eve. We bring in Josh Gross from the Rogue Valley Messenger for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It's called Rogue Sounds, and Josh is back in the studio once again.
They're sounds, but they've gone rogue.
Have they indeed?
They're off the radar, man. They're off the chain. They can't be controlled. They don't answer to your rules.
Can we say off the hook, too, or is that just way out of date?
I was thinking, like, off the reservation, and then I was like, wait, is that – can you say that anymore?
That's a pejorative, isn't
it? Is it? Yeah, so I think it's off the map. They're off in the areas where it says that here there be dragons. The point is they've gone renegade. They're not answering to the chief anymore.
They're not just any old sounds. They have gone totally rogue.
Yeah, okay. they're on their own. They play by their own rules.
So let us start with a band that appears to be one of your favorites. Don't say anything yet, though, but I just want to hear people to hear the sound before we get there. Here's Slow Corpse.
You're in love with the blooming, acting seven but you're lonely. Why are you being so fake now? So fake now. One of the hardest times of mine, it was being your back.
So tell us a bit about Slow Corpse.
Slow Corpse is probably Ashland's biggest band, or one of the handful of, like, they're definitely the biggest acts right now. They started here locally about two and a half years ago, just released a couple EPs. They sent them my way at the paper, and I was just blown away by what a complete package it was. It's just a couple kids from the college who got together, started a great band. And, you know, their very first couple of shows, they were already drawing, like, hundreds of people because they're just such a great live band. And they hustled and they worked really, really hard. And they signed late last year, with Tender Loving Empire Records out of Portland, which is kind of like the Cadillac of indie labels, some really great acts. And it was this incredible story where their manager went and basically just, like, personally harassed the staff of the record label until he was willing to come pay it. Like, the kind of, like, hustle people don't really do anymore. You know, got them to come see the band, and they did all this work, and they're putting out their very first album tomorrow at Brick Room. They're just doing a limited run release of vinyl. Like, I think it's like 500 copies, and every copy comes with like a Polaroid that they took while they were on tour. So it's like a unique thing. And then,
really, each one's an actual Polaroid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to find Polaroid film anymore. So that's kind of a big deal. Plus, you know, the limited run vinyl. But, and then they're going to go off and do some big touring over the summer, try to hit some of the festival circuit, you know, a lot more of the West Coast, really push this out there. They're really making a run for it. And what I really love about these guys, besides the fact that they're a great band and they're a really great live band, I mean, like, they've got this nice, smooth sound on the records, but when you get to see them live, it just thumps. It's just, I mean, it's a dance apocalypse. But you know, I've said this a lot, and I feel like people aren't, it's starting to catch on a little bit, but, like, you know, Ashland and Southern Oregon really struggles with having its own homegrown culture, because so much of our culture is based around OSF, and OSF is plays written by dead people starring actors from New York for audiences that drove in from California. And it squashes everything else because it's just a black hole. It sucks all the air out of the room for any other forms of culture, art or culture. It's very hard to do something that isn't supporting OSF. The town's almost more of a series of kiosks that support a Shakespeare festival than it is an actual town that people live in. And yet there's so many creative people here doing a lot of great things, but it's very hard for them to sort of, like, get any oxygen. And I love,
so it's not that they're not doing things, it's just they can't get attention
it's a gravity well, you know. And it's not that they're not doing good work there, it's just that it's so big that it throws everything else out of balance. And what I love about Slow Corpse, besides the fact that they're so good, is that they're really making a go for it. And like, they could have moved to Portland, and instead they're kind of living here. They're living here and they're saying, yeah, this is where we're from. And that means that they draw in other groups that are on the road and want to come through town and play with Slow Corpse. It means that they help show venues that it's worth their time to put on local shows and host local culture. And they help open the doors for that homegrown local culture in a way that you have to have, like, a band of that caliber to be able to do. And so I think that they're doing really good work. Their album is fantastic. We have a review of it in the new copy of The Messenger. It's called Fables. And, you know, and they're a really great live band. And like I said, I just really think they're doing a lot for, you know, local music community and local arts and culture in general, because they're really making it say, like, hey, you can do this. I've actually had musicians say to me, you know, I was thinking of moving to the city, and then I saw that Slow Corpse got signed to Tender Loving Empire while living in Ashland, so I think I'm going to stay here and I'm going to, you know, keep contributing to my local community. That's a big deal.
That is, so they can continue to develop a wake behind.
Watch, they're like change. They're like move to Portland next week. No, I know.
All right, so that's Slow Corpse. That is the album release party at the Brick Room tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's that song was called Blooming. It's one of the singles from the new album Fables. They've got music videos up for that. It's going to be at Brick Room tomorrow night, and it's going to be, I believe, Off the Chain was where we settled. Is that
okay? Right? Yeah, we'll go Off the Chain.
It plays by its own rules.
Okay,
they're Corpse, but they move slow. See.
The Leak, is that the next?
The Leak, yeah, it's hard to pronounce.
I want to make it obvious. The Leak.
Yeah.
Solitude too marvelous for words. Took a train up the coast to observe. 24 hours a day the world spins. Soon as ours ends, somewhere else it begins. Traveling light, but my heart feels heavy. Maybe taking a trip or get my soul ready for the summertime when I got a lot on my mind. Close to the ocean, it's common divine. Something about motion balances my psychology. Sedentary living.
So that is The Leak.
The Leak? Yeah, this is a live hip-hop band that formed in the jazz program at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. These are all jazz students. And they decided they wanted to do original hip-hop with a jazz foundation, and boy, how did they ever.
I do love the pianos going on back there.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's like it's real. Like, I'm calling it hip-hop meets bebop, but it's like it's not like, you know, like a jazz sample or something here. This is like a real jazz band that's just fronted by an MC instead of a crooner. And it's great stuff. I think they've come through the talent club before and they've done pretty well, but they're going to be there on May 12th. And I suspect that will be like a show everyone is talking about for, you know, the next, you know, 6 hours until they see something shiny on the like cat videos on the internet or something like that. But that's, you know, that's a lifetime now, Jeffrey. That's, you know,
6 hours is a lifetime.
Yeah. Nats live and die in that lifetime. That amount of time, you know.
More biology
memes
lessons.
Come and go. Trump scandals come and go. I mean, like, it's, you know, 6 hours is a long time. So
the noted wildlife biologist Josh Gross is our guest on the Jeffrey. He's not a wildlife biologist. He is the music critic at the Rogue Valley Messenger.
You don't know my life, Jeffrey. You only see me once a month. You know?
I read your news releases. Josh is our guest for the Rogue Sound segment once a month here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about bands coming to town. Slow Corpse, The Leak, and now we get on to Ethereal Sea.
Ethereal Sea. Bring the thunder.
Why do you got to be so elusive?
So I wonder if this is the one John Baxter, when he was busy cutting down the segments for Airplay, if this is the one he walked out of the room talking like
this. It's possible. Mm-hmm. I love these guys. They're just like that great sort of like thunderous, heavy, like headbanging, like swaying back and forth while holding a 12-ounce can of PBR, like showing up to the show in a Camaro and a jean vest, like kind of rock and roll, you know? And that's making a big comeback right now, and I love it. It's just good guitar rock. It's fun. It's fun. It's loud. It's raucous, and it's also, but it's not like in a toxic, destructive way. It's more just like, yeah, boo, you know, like it's great.
And they're coming to the Orion's Irish Pub. As the young people call it, iPub.
Yes, on the May 4th. It's iPub. It's a Steve Jobs iPub.
And that's in Ashland. That'll be May 14th.
Yes.
Oh, good. We'll go there for our anniversary night.
Yeah. What says anniversary more than a little bit of stoner rock from Ethereal Sea on a Sunday evening?
Joy, you've just heard of our plans, I'm sure, if you're listening.
Yeah, you know, Jeffrey's known to start a circle pit, everybody. But like when in the moment like they cut to commercial, he's just running around all fists and elbows. Yeah.
Well, I can wait a second. You know, once the mosh gets in you, it doesn't get out of you, right?
I have that as a bumper sticker.
Or you will.
This patent. Yeah. So, copyright Josh Gross.
Explain, if you would, the name of the next band, because I want to be sure we're clear on this.
Dirty Revival.
Is it Dirty Revival or Polyrhythmics?
No. So I'm not sure actually which clip he grabbed. It looks like he grabbed a clip from Dirty Revival. So also one of the things coming up is Apple Jam, and it's headlined by Dirty Revival and Polyrhythmics. And I sent over, we should play a track from one of those two, either of which are great because they're kind of the co-headliners. Apple Jam, if you don't know, you should know by now. It's kind of our local homegrown music festival. Happens out in the Applegate Valley. Takes place over a whole weekend. It's kind of like a Woodstock affair, especially in the fact that they've now grown big enough that the locals are getting very upset.
The permit was pulled for it.
The permit was pulled, but they're trying to move it over to Josephine County because I was actually wanting to bring that up. The permit was pulled in Jackson County because the neighbors were like, this music is loud. And they're like, yeah, isn't it awesome? And they're like, no. So they're trying to move over to Josephine County because Josephine County, you know, is basically a lawless hellscape, I guess. I don't know. It's like the Hunger Games out there or something. But in a good way, you know, like in the fun parts of it at the start of the movie. They're trying to move it over to Josephine County. They say the show is going to go on. I believe them because they've managed to put it on every year since it started. And putting on a music festival is a giant, you know, just cavalcade of mishaps to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, like, losing your permit and moving over one county doesn't strike me as that out of the normal. But I do think it's a big deal to point out that, like, it really is very, very hard to do something like grand or to do something that really appeals to music culture because there is all this red tape, all this opposition. And something like Apple Jam is something that I think should be celebrated, not denigrated. It should be – there should be opportunities provided. There should be, you know, sort of like someone to help shepherd through the red tape rather than like, oh, let's shut this thing down. And when I like talked earlier about the idea of like how hard it is to do homegrown culture, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Apple Jam is something that we should be celebrating. What they've pulled off is incredible. What they've created is beautiful, and what they've done for local culture is something that no one else has managed to pull off. And it makes me sad that that's something that they have to actually like fight to justify the existence of. Mm. And I think we should be celebrating it, especially because the band we're about to hear, Dirty Revival, who's going to be headlining this thing, so good. Let's hear a clip.
Some fun stuff, Dirty Revival.
Yeah, there's killing the soul music. They're out of Portland, and they're a group, you know, another group, sort of young people. They're combining like sort of the neo soul revival with elements of hip hop, and just this great brassy dance experience, and just super fun, super energetic, and something we should be like welcoming, not you know shutting down permits for.
So if Apple Jam does in fact come off on the weekend of May 18th.
I don't like to use the word if, Jeffrey. I think they're going to do it. Let's manifest destiny on that one.
How many bands totally?
200,000. All of the bands are going to show up. No, it's 3 days of music. I think it's probably a couple dozen bands. I don't remember the specific lineup. But it's a super cool festival. It's like camping. They're going to have one of the silent disco with like a dance floor for some of the later night stuff. There's, you know, a couple different stages going on. And it's just like big, brassy, fun stuff. The kind of stuff when you're like, man, I just need a weekend away from it all. Mm-hmm. There you go. And it's the kind of thing that we don't have very much of here. So it's really something, I think, to like celebrate and put up on a pedestal.
All right. We'll see if Apple Jam, in Josh's telling, will happen on the weekend of May 18th.
Apple Jam will happen.
All right. Franks and Deans.
Franks and Deans. I love these guys so much.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath all up on a Saturday night. Wrapped up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything is alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me, I went right through the door. Was saying, splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. How was I to know that there's a party going on?
I had no idea we were going to hear splish splash. I was taking a bath.
Oh, really?
The first words. Oh, that's great.
I mean, they're Franks and Deans. They're a Rat Pack cover band.
Okay. Franks and Deans.
Franks and Deans.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. These guys are also out of Las Vegas. I've actually known them because some of their members are from Boise, where I used to be a reporter. And these are guys who all grew up playing in pop punk and ska bands, and at the same time, interestingly enough, singing in choirs, because a lot of them were like church boys, church choirs. They got this great background in like harmony, but love pop punk music. And then a couple of them moved to Vegas, and they're like, you know what? Let's do a Rat Pack tribute band, but as a pop punk band. So they do these incredible, like I call it, like Rat Pack meets the Ramones. You know, it's just, you know, like blazing fast, loud, all, you know, songs from the Great American Songbook, Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon, you know, Frankie Avalon, all of this great stuff. And with this just wonderful three-part harmony. I mean, then they're so much fun. I mean, they show up wearing like tuxedo t-shirts and like matching guitars. So they've really got like the Vegas lounge act down, but, you know, they've kind of done their own spin.
But they got the punk angle.
Yeah, and they're actually – they're kind of like a house band for this well-known club in Las Vegas called the Double Down, which is notorious for paying everyone who pays their $50. Doesn't matter how famous you are, you get $50. It's just a beautiful thing. But they play there once a month for the monthly Weenie Roast, which is this sort of variety show with burlesque. When these guys travel, they travel with a burlesque dancer, and they do just – it's a full show. It's going to be super fun. I saw them at the last time they were in town, and it was just a raucous good time.
So in date order, they're going to be at Old Nick's in Eugene on May 20th. Yep. I see Johnny B's in Medford on the 21st of May, and then at the Forest Club in Ukiah
on May 23rd. Yeah, okay. And that's going to be a super good one. Frank's and Dean's, do not miss that. Their stuff's on Spotify, that too. They got a new album coming out. It's a lot of fun.
All right, Slow Corpse, The Leak, Ethereal Seed, Dirty Revival, Frank's and Dean's, all in this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. Josh, thanks as always.
Yep, glad to be here.